Hello.
Hello.
Looks like Long is not here yet. Maybe let's get started in the essence of time.
Yeah, sure.
So from right to left of the board, I just raised the PR for 688. I'm starting investigation for 686. I don't think there's any blocker so far.
Okay, so I will review your 688 after this. On my side, I'm picking up testing for 693. Seems like staging is broken somehow from some bad deploys, I think. So I will look into that later.
Sorry, I'm late.
No worries. Yeah, so that's it from my end. Long, maybe you can share what's on your side?
Sure, I merge 693, move it to testing. I'm picking up 664. Not sure what exactly it's about yet.
Okay.
All right, cool. I think that's all for stand up. Thanks, everyone.
Okay, thank you. Bye.
Bye.
Hi, I'm Gui.
I'm Afif.
And I'm Long.
And you're listening to Copy Overflow, a monthly podcast about software development. You obviously hear the shenanigans we had at the beginning of the episode.
That was fun.
The reason why we did that is because this episode, I feel would be nice to talk about stand-up. And I also just want to highlight sometimes how ridiculous stand-up would sound if you are like an outsider probably, or maybe if you're not very clear on what the team is doing and then you just hear a bunch of these numbers. I guess we could talk more. But before that, I think because we're recording this episode earlier as well, if everything is according to calculation, this would be the first episode of 2022. So happy new year, everybody.
Yay! New year, new me! Let's set some new year resolution that we'll never finish.
Do you mean OKRs, Long? 2022 OKRs?
No, don't break that three curse words out.
Why not? We could have done like OKRs as our 2022 first episode as well. Set your OKRs in 2022.
My OKR is to do stand-up better.
Okay, so... stand up. I feel like this is a common practice in a lot of teams if you do product development. Maybe not as much in maybe consulting side. Like Afif definitely would like your input on that, on like stand up if you're doing consulting. But I think most engineering teams would have stand up of some sort. But I guess we could start with, if you don't know what stand up is and you hear the opening and it's like, what is actually going on? If you don't know what stand up is, probably we could give a very quick primer on actually what stand up is. So what actually is stand up?
Does anyone know where stand ups comes from?
So stand-up is probably from Scrum, right? Is it?
I think most people would either attribute it to Extreme Programming or Scrum, because Scrum definitely has that component. And I say most teams, based on what I've been exposed to, most teams definitely run some sort of Scrum practices. So that will be part of the Scrum practice that they run. So in Scrum's guide itself, they call it the daily Scrum. So it's to basically inspect progress towards the sprint goal and change the sprint backlog as necessary, that sort of thing. And it's a 15-minute event for the developers, and it's held at the same time and place every working day of the sprint to reduce complexity. At least this is the textbook definition from the Scrum guide.
But where does the Scrum guys even get that idea from? Do we know? It feels like it's some sort of team huddles, right? Like how other kind of teams would huddle.
I know Scrum takes a lot of inspiration from rugby, is it? Probably. I would think it also comes from Extreme Programming. I think Extreme Programming was the one that really popularized. Probably isn't the best word to use here, but it's definitely a key component in Extreme Programming practices to have a daily stand-up meeting. And it's more for communication, what's going on, and have a clear understanding of any blockers and that sort of thing.
And then we go and do this like ticket numbers and stuff, and people actually don't know the progress still because people don't remember the Jira ticket number.
Yeah, I think this is more of an evolution of the tools we use, right? It's so like Jira is such a permeated thing that a lot of teams use.
So we should stop using Jira?
Yay! Is using Jira tickets an issue? The number, because if I replace the conversation that we have just now with the actual summary of the issue, would it change anything about stand up?
I guess it would depend on how much detail you go into, right? An example would be, I'm working on this email issue. I think it would be as the same as just referring to the Jira ticket number. It doesn't give enough context. It's like, working on that email issue. Or if you say like, I'm working on an email issue that stops our marketing survey from being sent out, something like that. I think probably that would give a lot more context than just saying like email issue.
I don't know what's the common practice when people do stand up, as in the settings, or at least from my experience, we always look at our board when we do stand up. So everyone would at least have some context on the issue or ticket we talk about, is this what people are complaining about? Because people are just standing at a random place, no monitor, no whiteboards. It's just people talking to each other about certain issue that there's no visual to assist what the context of the issue is. Is that the issue about stand-up?
Okay, so imagine like what we've gone through earlier, right? We actually have a Jira board open. Probably, yes, we can look at the ticket, but I don't think there's still also enough context on like, oh, that's the ticket.
If we want to share context properly, then a short 15 minutes meeting like this is not enough to do it. Is that what you're trying to say, or...?
The bigger kind of thing I want to kind of tackle at least is, why are we doing stand-up? When we talked earlier, we had a difficult time on like, oh, what's stand-up? What stand-up is for? Maybe there are teams that like talk about why they do stand-up, and there is someone that is clear on why they do stand-up, regardless whether it's the manager or a more senior engineer. But a lot of times, for example, if you're new to the industry and you join and then like, oh, we do stand-up every morning and no, we talk about this. This just becomes like a cycle. It's like, oh, stand-up is about talking about your ticket number and saying no blocker. If nobody bothers to even explain what it's actually about, then to like someone new, a fresh graduate, for example, or someone just new to the industry and then they join a team, then it's like, oh, this is stand-up. I talk about my ticket number, no problem. Or, you know, I've moved from in progress to like raising a pull request. That's stand-up. So that's what I kind of want to talk about. So I've been observing this for a while. This is what I observe, right? On the different companies. I sound like I work in a lot of companies. But the companies that have joined, yes, everybody looks at the Jira board during stand-up. And then it's like, okay, we go from right to left because we want to respect the flow and see if we can push things along. Is there any blockers we can elevate for those that are complete or nearing to being shipped? But it's like, everybody's just talking about ticket number. If you don't pay attention, and sometimes you wouldn't even be invested to pay attention because it's like, oh, other people's ticket. And then I just update the status of my ticket. And that's it. That's stand-up. Is that really...
I just want to argue about the... It's other people ticket issues. I would say that's not issue because someone or some team does stand up. It's more like the underlying issue is there's no sense of ownership in that team, right? Just because it's someone else's issues, you don't care about it. I mean, you don't have to go to every details about it, but you should still at least know about this bug fix or this new feature that's coming to this platform or product that you all work on. Is there something that we can attribute to stand up? Is stand up the cause or rather it just surface the underlying issues?
So you're saying the possible underlying thing here is the team culturally doesn't have a sense of shared ownership. So when it comes to stand up, nobody actually cares about what the other is doing. And the cause is stand up. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, because like I know that that's like in the developed community, or at least the one I experienced, is a lot of people find stand ups a ritual that doesn't bring much value. But I personally do find some value in it. I appreciate knowing how everyone is doing in a team about the common product or platform that we work on, so that I have better ideas what's going on. But I can see that not everyone think that way, find it agreeable. So I was looking at all these issues that people bring up, no context, no sense of ownership, waste of time. I feel like those are like symptoms of other underlying issues in the team. Maybe I'm wrong. Maybe there's something I'm not seeing. Why is stand-up being such an issue for a lot of people? I don't fully understand it.
It's not something you can bring up during stand-up? I'm taking a long stand here, as in like literally long stand on things, right? Long always say a lot of things are just tools. How I use it is good or bad, and depending on context. And to me, stand-up is that. If the team isn't clear on why are they doing stand-up, for the example I brought up earlier, right? Someone new joined the team. They're not exposed to this. And then when they experience this, to them, that is stand-up. Their introduction to stand-up is open Jira board, talk about ticket number, no blockers, that's it. And the team doesn't culturally preach on why are we doing stand-up. It's because of all these reasons. What is the purpose of stand-up? Then it's very easy to misguide. And then that's where I think the problem of, oh, it feels like a waste of time because all we do is open Jira board, talk about ticket numbers, no blockers, that's it. Call it like 15 minutes. Why even bother joining the call, right? We can just do async updates or that sort of thing. So one example I definitely will bring up is recently my team, our manager kind of like, okay, stand up for us is for bonding, for blockers and the future. That's the priority for us in terms of like what stand ups are for. The main priority isn't about reporting on your work status or blockers, because now everybody works remote, and unless you really schedule a time, it's really hard to actually talk to people. So stand up is where we do that. And I think my manager actually focuses on that part a lot more. So we mentioned about, you know, it's great to see each other face to face and we want to learn what others are doing so we can help them. And having this Stand Up builds accountability and trust. Well, this is not how a lot of teams run Stand Up, but one thing we do personally in my team right now is after the usual Stand Up is over, we tend to have what we call mama sessions. How do you translate that? How do you translate mama session into like
tea session?
Tea session. Yeah, the chat session. We just talk about like random things. Sometimes it's
cafe chat session.
Zoom cafe or meet cafe if you're using that. Yeah, after like Stand Up is over, we actually spend maybe sometimes 20 minutes, half an hour to talk about like random things. It could be like a recent movie or talk about some experience someone recently had. So one thing that happened recently as well, because it's end of the year, a lot of people are going on leave and my team practices on-call rotations. So one of the chatting sessions got into like, what was the previous incident that happened throughout the year? So the team practices writing incident reports and all. So we were actually looking through some of the previous incident reports during that chatting session and like, we had this interesting issue that happened early last year because of these reasons. Wow, that's interesting, right? And I find that session kind of great for bonding and all. But this might not directly correlate back to Stand Up. But what I wanted to bring by talking about this is I think it's very important for teams to discuss what does Stand Up mean to them. Is it just purely a status update? And if you're just looking for status update, then try maybe another method if everybody feels that Stand Up is not a great use of time. Because my team decided that, hey, for us, the priority of Stand Up is for bonding and blockers in the future. So that's what we focus on when we do Stand Up. Even when we talk about the work that we're working on, of course, we go through the notion of like, no blockers and all. But one thing we encourage each other to do is like, were there any challenges you recently faced with the ticket? Or share something interesting that you think people might not know, right? So sometimes I will share like, I just learned that X is related to A, while both are different services, somehow they are related, stuff like that.
So is there like a general consensus of what Stand Up is supposed to be? Is that because it's a status update that it becomes a waste of time? But when it is for about team bonding, then it's become valuable.
I wouldn't say the purpose would dictate how quote-unquote valuable Stand Up is, but I would say having a purpose helps a lot.
Because a lot of people do Stand Up, because we do Scrum, so we have to do Stand Up.
It's a bit unfair to say that personally, I think. Okay, so if someone in the team does know Scrum well and they also time to time like, okay, we're doing Stand Up because these are the reasons, right? We want to understand impediments and try to help unblock people. Then that purpose is there already rather than just like, 688 raise pull request. Can someone check on this and that? It's like, but yeah, Afif, any inputs from your end?
I haven't done Stand Up for some time. So it's not that we don't actually do any kind of stand-ups. It's just that I don't think it's related to whether or not we are a consulting company or a product company. It's just that I think it's more of a time zone issues more than the type of work that we do issue. In my company, all of us are remote and we have people from Malaysia, from Turkey, from the US, from Canada, from Spain. So it's just hard to get like everyone like the same time. We don't have before we do work kind of notion, because the time before we do work for someone is the time I ended my work. So it's hard. So we do have a weekly sync up session that we do after we meet with the client. So if we meet with the client, let's say on Monday, then right after the client's meeting, we will kind of huddle and talk about what came out of the meeting and like what should we do for the rest of the week. And the daily status updates happens not from daily sessions, but happens asynchronously. If you have any problem, then just chat in the chat, in the chat program. So chat in the chat, and then you just ping somebody or ping the group. So if you raise any pull requests, then normally people will see that in Bitbucket, but if you want to shoulder tap someone, then just ping them in the group.
Sorry to disrupt you. I just thought like, shoulder tap is a good app name. Is there an app called shoulder tap?
We should do one.
Quick, buy the domain.
Buy the domain, shoulder tap.io.
Okay, sorry Afif, go on.
That's how we do it.
I want to say, is it because I guess the current team practice is do a weekly sync up session kind of thing, but is it also because you mentioned it doesn't really matter whether you are consulting or a product company? I'm just wondering out loud, is it because also each member of your team is actually focusing on a separate client or engagement, that's why you all don't really have a fixed time to meet as well? Or I mean, just purely going out on limb, like if it's a product company, even with multiple time zones, probably could schedule a time for Stand Up.
I don't think that's the issue as well. even though we are a consulting company, we're still doing product. Like, for example, like right now, I'm still developing like whole product. It's just that it's a lot shorter term rather than like a forever thing, kind of like whole product companies, right? But we're still doing essentially the same thing. It's just that we're doing it for someone else. But then the same principles of building, you know, so the software development life cycles should still apply. And it shouldn't be a problem if we still want to do stand-ups. But I think we're not doing it because of time zone issues.
But you do stand-ups with your clients in your engagement, do you?
Like meeting with clients? Yeah, I wouldn't call it stand-ups though.
Okay, I guess because you don't work with their development team.
No, we don't work with their development team. We work with their kind of like project managers. Yeah, stakeholders. Or like smaller companies are just like directly with their boss or something.
Yeah, then it'd be a bit weird to have set up with a stakeholder.
Yeah, sometimes even these meetings, they're not even about the software. It's more like, it's a bit more general, like about billings and like sometimes you have to do some like being diplomatics and like politically business kind of a things. Yeah, so it's not really stand up in the sense that you talk only about software or like progress updates and stuff. Yeah, so it's more like a general client and vendor meeting. So I wouldn't call them stand ups. I guess the last time I really did stand up is probably like in my previous company. I don't really miss it. Yeah, personally, I think that retrospectives is probably something that's more impactful rather than stand ups. Because I feel like stand ups, there are other mechanisms to replace it. Like, you know, like what Gui said about all this asynchronous status updates. If we are talking about stand ups in the sense of the purpose is to update status. But if the purpose of stand-up is for bonding, like what Gui said, then yeah, it makes sense to have it. If it's not, then I think retrospective brings more impact. We should probably do a session on retro.
We can retro about retro, but yeah, it's definitely a topic we could talk about in the future.
I want to like know, why do you think like retro is more impactful? I'm imagining because that's when we make certain decision or plan based on what we did instead of a status update. Is that why?
Yeah, so like you're reflecting and you're trying to improve, right? That's the purpose of... You can repurpose stand-ups to do that and you'll probably be a bit more impactful. But then, like Gui said, most of the time, most companies do it the status update way. And I felt like there are other avenues to do that rather than, you know, meeting 15 minutes daily. In my previous company, it's not to say that the stand-ups are not impactful. So usually what we do during those 15 minutes is just provide status updates. And then after we're done describing our ticket, we'll say that, hey, I want to discuss about this thing later. So we'll still finish kind of like the stand up in 15 minutes. And then we will discuss about the decisions that we need to make, you know, technical decisions or some kind of discussions after the stand up. I'm not sure if we should consider that afterwards discussion as part of the stand up or not. I feel like it kind of is a part of that stand up, but it's not to say that it's not impactful, it's just that I like retro more. So, and we don't have that here as well, so it's...
So you miss retro, but you don't miss stand-up.
Yeah, I miss retro, but I don't miss stand-ups, yeah. How would you improve stand-ups if you were to? How would you make it more than just a bunch of numbers and status updates?
Actually, I think this really comes back to how the team is working culturally. So if the emphasis of the team or even emphasis on the entire engineering organization is just purely to ship feature, fix bugs, and then everybody like work on their own thing. Like, oh, I pick up a bug ticket, I'm working on it, that sort of thing. And like maybe their work in progress is high and that sort of thing. I think culture plays a very huge aspect here, right? For example, Long mentioned that, hey, he's very interested to know what other people are working on and if there are blockers and then help. But some companies just don't encourage that. It's like, oh, you fix this thing, and then you finish, you fix another thing, you work on the next thing, that sort of thing. But there are companies that, you know, we have worked in where if someone has a blocker, we will pair with them and see, like, have a fresh perspective, see if they can unblock their problem. Or, you know, I remember, for example, Long talking about some ticket in the past that he worked on, for example, SSO-related issue. Like, maybe I can ask Long about this thing they've blocked. Like, stand-up helps in this aspect. So I don't have a direct answer on, like, what would make stand-up better, because team's culture would have a lot of impact on what they perceive as the purpose of a stand-up, whether it is to be actually a status update or is to share impediments and see if we can help each other to push things and help with the flow, or is it about bonding?
I agree a lot with what you said. Like, I think regardless of the purpose of the stand-ups, whether a stand-up is valuable or not, I think it highly depends on the team dynamic. If we are in a team where everyone just care about your own ticket because organizations set a weird policy that your KPI is like the number of tickets you close or something, then obviously you encourage people to just care about their own thing, not the whole product as a whole or the service or the platform that you're working on. But if in a team that cares about the team performance as a whole, I would see that regardless of the purpose of the setup, bondings, even status update, I'll see value in that because you want to see how your team is performing as a whole, not like you are that one quote-unquote 10x engineer closing all the tickets. You just don't care how your platform is or whether your teammates are having other troubles about their product or your new joiner have no context about what you're talking about at all. So I think it all boils down to the team dynamic. And if you don't see value in getting know what other people working on the same product that you're working on, maybe there's some other underlying issue, I don't know, company policies or lack of trust. I do agree that like stand up doesn't scale well with the team size. When you have a team of 3, 4, maybe 5, yes, you still get fightings about your products that you care about. When the team is like 10 people, 20 people, and you want to do stand up on that, it's like, who's gonna remember any of those? It's not because you don't want to care about the things you work on. I think it's just that, what's the principle or law again about like, your average person can only keep maybe 5 to 7 things in mind, plus or minus 2. You can't care that many tickets every day during your stand up. And I think if there's anything that could improve stand up, is that don't do stand up on team that's more than 5 to 7 people. I would say like your team size maybe is too big. Maybe it works for some organization, but from my past experience, I just feel like when the team is too big, stand up not gonna work.
Well, it could be just like, you know, 6-8-8, I'm done. 6-8-7 has a pull request. Next. We started off with a joke, and it's funny because it's actually this way. This is kind of what triggered me to also kind of bring this up, right? I definitely agree with Long that I think stand up is a very good place to share about brokers and no problems. But a lot of times, a lot of teams, the way they practice it is just like this. Close 6-8-7, working on 6-9, no brokers. Like, I don't feel that's very helpful.
To improve stand up, you have to always do stand up.
That's one of the reasons why like people actually stand up, like don't want this meeting to take too long. So, and there's also that meme, right? You know, where they do planking, I think, during stand up.
So they want to keep the meeting short, so they ask everyone to plank. Everyone's not gonna plank for like half an hour, right? So
that's 3 minutes top.
That's extreme stand up. Not extreme programming, but extreme stand up.
It's not even standing up, it's like planking. But yeah, if you search for like plank stand up meme, you'll be able to see. I wanted to say I definitely think it's hard to like quote unquote improve or make stand up better because it's so contextual from what each team's expect and take out from stand up. And the main reason why this is a topic is because I feel that people don't talk about this enough. What I observe is what I mentioned earlier, like a team does it in a certain way and then someone new joins in and to them that is the version of stand up already. And I've moved between a couple of companies to know that this is kind of the same thing everywhere. Like a lot of companies do it this way, you know, stand up in almost similar fashion, and I'm wondering, is there like a better way to do this? Like for me, it's not about actually having a solution, but more of maybe everyone in the team can start thinking about this. Like, is it really a thing? For me, it's really to encourage some thought on this.
To be critical about stand-up. More critical. Not as much access.
I think that's why people come up with all this mod programming and pair programming. I think extreme programming also have this kind of always be pairing kind of thing, right? Or is that something else? I can't remember.
Extreme does encourage pairing a lot, but they also have stand-ups as well.
I think that's the thing behind mod programming, at least. I think we've discussed this in the previous episode somewhere, I can't remember. If you're always doing mobbing, then you don't need stand up because like you always do stand up. You always share updates with everyone. You always share your blockers with everyone. So
real time stand up. But Afif, what about your KPI? How many tickets you close?
That's the company's problem.
I guess another thing probably to think about is also who's actually at the stand up. Definitely the development team is always there, right? The engineers are always there. Sometimes the team lead or the manager might or might not join. You know, they have a lot of teams they have to support. They can't join all the stand-ups. Definitely not speaking for experience.
Or designers.
Yeah, or product managers. Actually, if product managers join, I think it would be a very different conversation as well if product managers or designers or whoever else joins in as part of the daily stand-up. Because rather than like, you know, just talking about ticket numbers, maybe product managers do have input. Again, depends on how strict probably isn't, I guess, strict lah. Because the other word I was thinking is rigid. Doesn't sound very agile. But depends on like what's the process the team adopts.
Yeah, I would say like in my current team right now, we do have product manager joining us during the stand-up and from time to time our designer as well. But I wouldn't say, okay, like, I consider them the audience, but they are also there to sort of unblock any things that we might have that's not about technical, right? Maybe we have a ticket that's, we are not sure about the priority because it was raised like 1 hour before the stand-up or something. The product or the designer can chip in. Or we have a blocker about some design implementations. We can immediately talk to the designer. It's going to be there. I'm not sure if this is the best practice about stand-up. So don't kill me, purists. But I do find that valuable, especially during this remote working environments that now we have. You cannot tap the shoulder that I.io on your product managers and designers, right? Like, oh, let's set up a Zoom call to talk about this 3-pixel misalignment on that button. It's like, oh my god, that's so much friction.
3-pixel misalignment can just be in Slack. It doesn't have to be in Zoom.
And you get the reply 3 hours later. That's the problem.
Then you do the work 3 hours later.
See, that's where stand-up become valuable, right?
It's a very quick response thing, right? It's like, they are there in the call. Hey, this thing, I need a decision.
Yeah, every day you get that 15 minutes to make quick decisions.
The thing is, for example, you have that problem with the misalignment like 5 p.m. like the day before, and then you wait until tomorrow 8 a.m. stand-up. So it's still the same waiting time, right? So
yeah, maybe 5 about it, when everyone's leaving work. It's the same, right? Like, if you ping it on Slack, or you could wait until the next morning.
You ping on Slack, then you Slack.
I mean, you could be passive aggressive about it during stand-up, right? Hey, I ping you yesterday, I'm blocked by this, can you?
Yeah, I'm blocked by this Slack reply.
Can I be any more blocked?
Actually, about that, right? Doing stand-up next morning, I think this also ties back to what you brought up, Aviv, about the stand-up have to be like before you start working rituals. Does it have to happen before you start working? Because I'm not educated about the history of stand-up, as you can see. But why do we have to do it before we do any work? If we do it like in the middle of the day, would that make any difference? Do you don't do work before stand-up?
For example, if I come in work on Monday and I don't have any work to do, then no. That never happens though.
What are you talking about? Backlog is never empty.
That's just theory. Yeah, that's just theory. But in practical, it actually never happens. Like, you always have work. I'm not sure. Yeah, maybe it's fine, actually.
If I could take my best guess, that's because the origin of stand-up is some team huddle from some sports, maybe rugby or football or something. That's before the team go practice or go into a match, you do that stand-up. But in software development, you sort of don't have like the end of the match every day. So you could just keep on working before or after stand-ups.
I can't remember, but I think there is, was it Basecamp that actually does it at a very specific time? And then whether or not it's the end of the day or the early day for someone, then you just provide that status update.
I think they do async status update rather than actual status.
Yeah, they're doing async status update. You just put it in the chat or through a bot or something, I can't remember.
Yeah, there's a reminder then.
Yeah, there's a reminder. In that case, those people in the eastern side of the world will actually do the stand-up at the end of the day rather than the earlier day. So I think actually might be just fine.
Yeah, I don't think it's a problem because my team usually does stand-up near end of the day. So yeah, and also because we don't really have a local stakeholder to our time zone, like we don't have a PM that's in our time zone, in our working hours time zone. So a lot of times we just like leave messages like, hey, this thing, what's the actual working order for this sort of thing. And also because, like I said, our focus tends to be more on treating stand-up as a social event. I mean, I probably repeated so many times already, but we do talk about like tickets and stuff like that, but the focus is more on block and also social. I think that's the thing. That's why it's usually end of the day also, because it's like a time to wind down. Like, okay, I've done all this today. Tomorrow, I'll be still working on this, or you know, I'm waiting for stakeholders. So tomorrow kind of thing. Rather than like, if you do stand up in the morning, like the start of the workday, for example, because people might work at night, I know. Start of the workday, then you'd be like, okay, today I'm going to work on this. But for us, it's like, tomorrow I'm going to work on this. Today I've done this, tomorrow I work on this. So if you do stand up at the start of the workday, you'd be like, yesterday I did this, today I'm going to do this. So it's just a matter of time reference that is different. But I think it's still kind of like, what have I done, what I'm going to do kind of mentality.
Just curious though, like at the end of the day on Friday, do you talk about things you're going to work on Monday?
Oh, so we don't have stand up on Friday because it's retro. Friday we do retro.
All right, okay, that makes sense.
I think this has been a decent episode. Slightly wobbly at the beginning, as usual. I hope that doesn't mean we have a slightly wobbly start to the year as well. No, definitely not. Yeah, I just want to reiterate like one of the reasons why I wanted to talk about SendUp is because I really think it's something that people are doing, but they don't give enough thought on about. Like, I really encourage people to, as long as they think critically about your SendUp. I think it's important. All right, so I guess this is another year for us. We'll still be around. Thanks for listening to us and continue listening to us throughout 2022.
Wait. Do we have a pun this episode? No?
Actually, I wanted to say something in reply to what you said earlier. Because long, you were saying like, you're not well versed in stand-up, right? But it's like, wait, what do you mean? We are doing stand-up comedy every month.
Wait, we're actually comedy? maybe we are.
I should move our category to comedy instead of being under tech.
Tech comedy?
Yeah, then we can do stand-up comedy, right?
Is that a pun? Is that a good enough pun? Terrible pun.
Yes, that's good enough to get us started for 2022.
So yeah, I guess we can conclude this episode. Listen to us on YouTube. We are on all podcast platforms, including Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, and Spotify. Follow us on Twitter at Copy Overflow.
Don't let your first cup of the coffee of the year overflow.
That's a mouthful.
Thank you, everybody.
Thanks, everyone. Bye.
Bye-bye.